at this stage, it doesn't seem that there is funding to actually build the student purpose-built accommodation. So my understanding of the whole situation is that ADU was supposed to buy the land. However, county council believes that basically they will be able to build it faster. So it would mean pretty much that most probably it would be privately owned student purpose-built accommodation, not university-owned. However, yeah, the question is the timeline. You know, when will that happen? And unfortunately, we don't have answers to that.
In terms of this current academic year, Emil, how have students fared in terms of acquiring accommodation? I know that you and I spoke at the beginning of this school term, and I spoke with a number of other students then who really struggled to find accommodation close to the ATU in Sligo.
Yeah, so from our perspective, we are trying to work with the Sligo community as much as possible. Of course, we ran the Rent Room campaign, and we basically continue to run it throughout the whole year. But it's bits and pieces. You know, we're getting all the opportunities that we have and trying to provide accommodation to students. However, it remains a huge problem. And our feeling is that the Rent Room campaign or the Rent Room scheme is just a patch on an injury that is just much bigger, and it's not a long-term viable solution, unfortunately. So it remains a huge problem, but we're trying to do our best.
And I'm sure you've been speaking to the students who are currently renting a room. How do they feel about doing that? I'm sure perhaps maybe they don't think it's ideal, to say the least.
It is not ideal. Of course, it's not, especially in the digs arrangement, because there is a limit on privacy, and especially there is a limit on the legal protection. If you're living in student purpose-built accommodation, or if you're properly renting, you at least have some sort of legal protection if there is any dispute with landlords, for example, which is not the case in digs. And this is sort of another thing that we're trying to push into the government, that basically we need legislation for digs if this option is to remain as an option long term, and basically there is no accommodation to be seen yet. We need more protection, more legal protections for students living in digs.
What's your message then, Emil, as we are well into now, or at the beginning, should I say, of the second academic term? What's your message to the government and indeed ATU Sligo as it relates to this ongoing crisis?
So soon, I believe it should be either this or next week, new student accommodation strategy is supposed to come up from the government. And what I want to say to the government is give technological universities the flexibility to actually do the accommodation themselves, because that will be the benefit to all our students and the universities. And to ATU, yeah, just continue to help us with our efforts to provide the best student services to students as we can.